Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, how divided politically is your family, or do you guys see the things more or less the same? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And why might we be asking this question? We're asking this question because there is this Republican congressman in Arizona. As far as I can figure out, his only sin, his only crime is being a Republican who supports Donald Trump. From a family of six, four of his siblings have come out against this guy. Not only have they come out against their brother, but they've actually done ads for his opponent. Meanwhile, the mother of all these children says she sides with the congressman, and she is shocked, among other things, at what the other kids did. I don't know how much resources she's got, David, but she might want to reconsider doing her will. But we've actually got, David, the attack ads in question.
I think my brother has traded a lot of the values we had at our kitchen table.
I couldn't be quiet any longer, nor should any of us be.
We got to stand up for our good name. This is not who we are.
It's intervention time. And intervention time means that you go to vote and you go to vote Paul out. My name is Tim Gosar.
My name is Jennifer Gosar.
Gaston Gosar.
Joan Gosar.
Grace Gosar.
David Gosar.
Paul Gosar is my brother.
My brother.
My brother. And I endorse Dr. Brill.
Dr. Brill.
Dr. Brill.
And I wholeheartedly endorse Dr. David Brill for Congress.
I'm Dr. David Brill, and I approve this message.
I would love to be a fly on the wall during the conversations before that ad was taken.
I can't stand still any longer. I have to be vocal. What did he do? He doesn't see the world that you see as you see the world. Why is it incumbent upon you to use the fact that you disagree on the policies of this nation and then tell the voters of a district that because I'm the sibling of your congressman, my opinion holds more weight?
Right.
It's absolutely one of the most narcissistic, selfish, all the things that we see from the radical left.
Well, indeed. And again, for those who missed it earlier, mom sides with the congressman. She can't believe that her four kids did this. And, you know, there's such a thing as keeping family dirty laundry inside the family.
There's no dirty laundry. It's that I hate Tom. I'm David Bowerly. What do you think about Tom Bowerly? I don't like the way he looks at taxation. Therefore, I'm going to air his dirty. You're not airing his dirty laundry. You're saying I disagree with the congressman on the following issues, which, by the way, every Republican in the entire country could have a liberal brother or sister make an ad saying, don't vote for this guy. I don't like the way he looks at abortion.
Well, in this case, the dirty laundry being the dissent within the family.
But you know, we all have members of our family that we disagree on, right? To go after someone's livelihood or to make a comment about the type of person they are, their character, based on the fact that, you know, you support NAFTA.
Right.
It's just one of the most, I think it's the lousiest thing you can do.
Well, all right. What do you guys say? I mean, would you, if you were in a situation where, let's say your brother was a radical left-wing congressman or congresswoman, could you see yourself being used by the opponents to try to put him or her out of a job? Are there some things that just should stay within the family? And is this courageous? Is it wimpy? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And have your family gatherings taken a turn for the worse over the past 2 years, all because of politics and the hyper-partisanship that we have going on in the United States right now? Let's go to Dave in Buffalo first up on WBEN.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Sir.
I'd just like to point out.
Now, we got a lousy connection. This is, of course, becoming a daily thing here. Can you move to some place where we can actually hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, don't move.
Okay, gotcha. That commercial that you guys just played about with the siblings is very potent. I will give them that. I would also like to say that for a brother or sister to speak their view in a commercial, I don't find that despicable at all. I actually find it patriotic. The fact that they find, whether I agree with what they are saying or, well, their views or not, the fact that they are going against a family member for what they feel is better for the country, I feel is patriotic, not despicable or
Well, Dave, let me ask you a question. Would these guys be able to cut an ad against Chris Collins?
What guy, sir?
The six siblings, would they be able to make an ad against Chris Collins in New York 27?
And that's what...
You moved.
I mean, the answer is no, because no one would care about their point of view. The only reason why they're making an ad is because they're related to the congressman. So they're using the poker chip of credibility as saying, I grew up with this guy.
And it's very short on specifics.
Well, they're not upset about anything about his character. Now, I would agree with Dave, if this guy was a serial killer and never been brought up on charges, and they're like, listen, I helped bury two prostitutes in this congressman's backyard.
This
girl
had no family. Nobody knew she worked here.
I know secrets about him that nobody else knows. That is patriotism, right? But if you're saying that he should be spending his time looking for different waterways for rural Arizona, what congressman is spending their time looking for waterways? Listen, the argument that they have is that they support a radical leftist agenda, which is their right to do. It's their right to make a commercial, but the only credibility they have is that they're related to the congressman. And to broker your family and to say that the Democratic Party and your ideology supersedes your relationship with your siblings, as many people at Thanksgiving have already proven in Western New York that's the case, I just find it, I think it's repugnant. I think if you're putting, you know, I love the Bills, my brother likes the Patriots, therefore I'm cutting an ad and taking his job. I think that's ridiculous.
Let's go to Nancy on a cell phone on WBEN. Nancy, courageous or BS what these brothers and sisters did to this congressman?
Absolutely BS. They should be ashamed of themselves.
On what basis, Nancy? And then you can tell us about your family and whether you guys are divided too.
Well, because family is more important than anything. You know, I mean, in my world, that's my family comes before, you know, anything else. So my family is very split down the middle. In fact, the first Thanksgiving after the election, the deal was nobody was going to talk politics at all. My brother, who was a huge Trump supporter, though, put post-it notes all over the house that said, like, lock her up, drain the swamp. But we didn't talk about it, you know, but he got his little thing in there. And, you know,
that showed remarkable restraint that nobody took the bait.
Oh, I know. Well, we had already discussed it ahead of time that we, you know, we didn't want to upset anything that day. But I live in a house with my two children who are 20 and 21. My son was a Trump supporter initially, and social media has gotten to him. Both of them have gone way Democratic now, and it breaks my heart.
But kick them out. They're old enough.
Oh, no, I adore them, so I don't talk about it because I don't want to start a fight because it's not worth it.
21 and 20 years old, they might change their view of the world if they actually have to get out, get a job, support themselves, and understand the bite the tax man puts on us.
I know. Well, they're both in college right now, and they both have jobs, so, but eventually, yeah, it may change.
Maybe it's just a phase.
I hope so. I really do, because they were not raised that way. You know, they were raised very conservative, and, you know, it's a huge change. It's social media is what it is. They believe everything that they see. And I always have, like, Fox News on and WBEN, and they're like, Mom, please. You know, they
Yeah, well, they should meet me, because I'm pretty cool.
Right. I tried telling them that, but, you know, so I'll keep working on it, but just... subtly because it is not worth it to split up a family or...
And you know what, Nancy? I think basic psychology is, and I don't know the psychological makeup of your kids, but I'm a rebel at heart. So when somebody orders me to think a certain way, my first impulse is to think the opposite way. And I never pressured my kids at all politically. The only thing I ever said to my kids was, get all the facts, then have an opinion. I don't care if you agree or disagree with me. Just be able to back up your arguments. And things worked out pretty well.
Yeah, well, I still have hope, so I'll keep trying.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Nancy.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Will do. You know, I don't envy her position because obviously she loves her children. Obviously, she thinks diametrically opposed to her children's new way of thinking. And it's got to be very, very tough. But hopefully at 21 and 20, David, hopefully it's just a phase. And you know what? Come to think of it, I think I probably went through a left-wing phase when I was, you know, my first couple of years at UB. They almost got to me.
Yeah, everyone goes through it. And the other thing you'll see is that at the, you know, when you're taking information from Facebook and everything else, you're bombarded with it. My age group, you know, Generation X, it was Rock the Vote, MTV, telling everyone to register, but they wanted them to register Democrat, of course. Bill Clinton playing the saxophone. Everything was cool. You know, these guys are great. Everyone else is out of touch on the Republican side. And then, of course, you know, you just have to listen for 5 minutes and realize that there's a lot of rich people on the left, too. You hear constantly people talking about it's not fair, income equality. Bernie Sanders, man, he's doing great for a socialist, huh?
Just bought $1 million house within the past couple of years.
What about that young lady that's running for Congress? She's got herself
$3,000 outfits?
Awesome. That's exactly what Che had.
That's right. That's right. And he got T-shirts out of the deal. It's and some bullets from the Bolivian Defense Forces, but whatever. It was Bolivia, right?
Well, courtesy of the CIA.
Well, CIA has never done anything wrong ever in the history of the world. Just remember that. So the brothers and sisters, some of them anyway, of a congressman, a Republican, of course, in Arizona, have come out in ads for the opponent to their own brother. So in other words, they're telling people not to vote for their brother and to vote for the other candidate. Should we go
Paul
back
Gosar, the congressman, isn't doing anything to help rural America.
Paul's absolutely not working for his district.
You imagine he's not working for his district. I mean, what do you mean he's not working for his district? He sees the world differently than you. And by the way, of these six siblings, four of them don't even live in the district. So who are you going to vote for?
Even live in the state?
Normally, it's a lying ad. Like, I would never vote for my brother. Well, you can't. You live in Massachusetts. You know what I mean? That's how they normally get you with the fake news. But this is it's really sad.
Let's go to some more calls. How politicized has your family gotten? And has it ruined Bill's parties? Has it ruined holidays? I mean, hell, it could ruin trick or treat. Nothing's going to ruin Halloween at my house. It's the full-size bars all the way, baby. It's a Bowerly tradition. Here's Chris in Depew on WBEN. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Sir.
I had a little response to the first gentleman that called. I believe his name was Dave, saying that what, you know, the siblings, what they are doing are patriotic. How naive does one have to be to think that he's doing it out of patriotism? I mean, no one does nothing for free, and to go against your own family on national TV on such a topic is saying something. So I'd love to know what's coming to him for his actions, you know, for doing this.
Well, I got to tell you that families being families, I was trying to think about the motive for this, and I can't help but wondering if one of the motives for this might be a bit of jealousy that their brother has achieved such a position of prominence being a member of the United States Congress. Now, no matter what they do for a living or how much money they've got, they're still not members of Congress. So maybe there's some sibling rivalry, some sibling jealousy that wasn't resolved in their previous years.
And also, the congressman's a dentist, so... You know, a couple of, you know, who knows what. But again, I don't think it's money. I think that's one of the things. I think a normal person thinks the way Chris does, where money has to motivate you to turn against your family. But in today's climate, there's something far greater than money, and that's fame. That's 15 minutes of being talked about. And these six siblings, they got that. So maybe that they think they can cash it in down the road. That's to be seen. But
well, that's a pretty long way to view. To view things, I mean, you know what I mean?
It's crazy to me.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that, you know, that it's like a circus, what is it called? A a clown Congress, honestly.
I thought you were going to say a circular firing squad. Chris in DePew, thank you very much for the call on WBEN. 425 right now at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. So your thoughts on the family that has taken to the airwaves to tell people to not vote for their brother. Mom, by the way, is still alive. She's 85 years old. She sides with the Republican congressman that her other kids want voted out. All right, Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So in the state of Arizona, this Republican congressman is running for re-election. And to illustrate the depths to which this country has fallen in terms of hyper politicizing everything, we're going to share with you parts of the ad where the congressman's siblings, much to their mother's tremendous distaste, have come out against their brother, the congressman, which almost reminds me of a certain scene from a certain movie about family dissent.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
Ah, yes.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart, Fredo. Obviously, Godfather 2. A movie I'm sure you might have seen once or twice. So, David, we've got the audio of the actual brothers and sisters of the congressman savaging him, but there's a lack of specificity.
I think my brother has traded a lot of the values we had at our kitchen table.
I couldn't be quiet any longer, nor should any of us be.
We got to stand up for our good name. This is not who we are.
It's intervention time. And intervention time means that you go to vote and you go to vote Paul out. My name is Tim Gosar.
My name is Jennifer Gosar.
Gaston Gosar.
Joan Gosar.
Grace Gosar.
David Gosar.
Paul Gosar is my brother.
My brother.
My brother. And I endorse Dr. Brill.
Dr. Brill.
Dr. Brill.
And I wholeheartedly endorse Dr. David Brill for Congress.
The takeaway by this, from this anyway, is never name your kid Gaston.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Yeah, never ever name your kid
Beauty
Gaston.
Beauty and the Beast or something.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, says the guy who named his daughter after the Little Mermaid. Here's Al in North Tonawanda on WBEN. Al.
Hi, the only reason I can see siblings going to that extreme is I'm going to assume they or their spouses work for the government. That's the only thing I can see.
Well, we don't know that to be a fact. I'm not sure what the siblings do.
Okay.
Their jobs are in the commercial. If you watch the commercial, one's a private investigator. The other one works with animals. The other one, you know, makes cupcakes for gay couples. No, I don't know. But I'm just saying that I'm sure they're all, you know, look, they're partisans. There's nothing wrong with that. God bless liberals. We have them in our families. We love them. They're in our, you know, they're in our communities. We disagree. We get it. But the only reason why they're cutting that ad is because they're related to the guy. And I just think a family should be a little bit better than that. We can disagree and at Thanksgiving, give the guy a hug, give the sister a hug and say, I love you. I wish you saw the world differently, but whatever. I love you. We'll see you next Christmas.
Well, the congressman came out with a tweet saying, hey, I knew I was mom's favorite. See you over the holidays. Words to that effect, not a direct quote. Well, so what is the situation in your family, Al? Because we're kind of using this as a springboard to ask people in our audience if their families have been split in two over the political divide in America.
Actually, it just did, yeah. My dad passed away a while back, and my sister did not honor my dad's will. So, yeah, I've got some family stuff going on right now.
But does it have anything to do with politics or just the usual money issues?
No, just usual money issues.
Yeah, it always happens. All right, Al, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That frees up a line at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Courageous for the siblings to make an ad telling people to vote against their congressman brother, or an absolute travesty. You just don't do that to a family member. No matter what, you don't do it.
Okay, if I had a brother that was a member of Al-Qaeda, it would be courageous to stand up and say, you know what, this guy wants to blow himself up in a cement truck and hurt innocent people. I am all about saying, don't vote for my Al-Qaeda-aligned brother. That's courageous, right?
Okay.
Nothing this brother has done according to their own words, it's an embarrassment to the family. Why? Because he supported, you know, President Trump's, you know, involvement in bombing Syria. I mean, none of these things add up to why you would need to set yourself on fire at the front steps.
No. And I got to do my service announcement for the guys in the next room. Please do not call the phone numbers to go on the air if you do not wish to go on the air. Guess what? Sean and Phil, they're both under orders. They don't pass messages on from people who don't want to go on the air because it's just not how the show works. So all you do when you do that is you tie up lines for people who do actually want to go on the air. So only call if you want to go on the air. Messages are never relayed to us at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. David, from your experience in politics, I got to ask you, is this kind of an ad likely to be effective for the challenge? Or is this the kind of thing that makes that could backfire easily on a challenger because you could be put in a position of being essentially a family homewrecker?
No, I think the key here is that this is about rural Arizona, and maybe that works in, you know, some cities, blue states, whatever. This isn't going to work in rural Arizona. But again, all Republicans are under fire. To me, this is. I think this is one of those things where, first of all, the Democrat looks like an idiot, even though he hasn't done anything wrong. I mean, just by bringing them on and making a commercial,
right,
he's now connected to it somehow. And I don't know if that's fair to him as a candidate. But at the same time, there's obviously some deep-seated animosity here for anyone to do that. If your brother did a commercial for, you know, another, well.
Don't go there. So, come on, don't go there.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going after someone's livelihood and the basis of why you're doing it is, again, these six people, they're not political pundits. You're not going to see them on MSNBC. You're not going to see them talk about Chris Collins in New York 27 because they have nothing to say. That's not their livelihood. They're not experts in anything. Their only connection is that they're a sibling of a congressman.
They share DNA, period.
And that's it. And so because of that, you can be exploited. As if somehow, if his brothers don't trust him, why should you trust him? I got news for you. After hearing a 30-second ad, I don't trust any of these siblings. They make no sense.
Especially the part where these were not the values we learned at the kitchen table. That's a pretty hard argument to make when mom agrees with the guy you're slamming. Mom presumably would have been the font of the family values.
They'll cut another 60-second ad and throw the mom under the bus.
Oh, probably. Hey, the senile old bat. Here is Catherine in East Aurora, the home of the Borderland Festival over the weekend. Catherine, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Hi, David. I just wanted to call and say that I am one of eight siblings. Seven of us all agree one way, and we do talk about it amongst the seven of us. We have one brother who is the other way. He's definitely a liberal. And we tend not to talk about it, but we do all vacation together. We were all on vacation in August.
Oh.
There was a conversation that came up, and two of my brothers, it got very heated. But then they just stopped, and we all realized we cannot talk about it with my one brother because we're so opposite.
Good for you, though. That's how you nip it. You know, keeping the family together is far more important than any point you can make.
And I would never do a commercial against my brother.
Really?
I would never do that. I do feel for that mom because I'm a mom of four, and I would not like my kids doing it amongst each other, and I would never want my mom to be witness to that. No. Mm-mm.
So, you know, if you're a mom in that position, I thought it definitely took some parental courage for the mom to come out and express her distaste at what the siblings did.
Yeah, I agree, but it would be so hard. I wouldn't even...
I love you all equally, except for you four little bastards.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of sad that that had happened, because I'm sure that does cause hard feelings. But
I don't see how this family.
Feelings.
Yeah, I don't see how this family recovers from
this. I am never talking to those people again.
No way. They
you
don't come
cut
to my
an
house.
Ad. You cut an ad, and you basically said I've committed the sin of believing that we should be tariffing China. I mean, of all the things you could do to your brother.
No, I just would not go that far.
So your family, the rule is no political talk.
We all agree we cannot talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I do on my personal Facebook page, my Tommy Nerd page. No politics at all.
No, the seven of us together, we seven of us and our spouses all agree pretty much the same as well. But my brother and his wife, who they actually live in, right outside of D.C., we cannot talk about it with them at all.
Well,
also, we're different.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah.
You're smart. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Somebody sent a text in that is, you kind of won me over. Calling and asking not to be on the air is like accusing someone of rape and not wanting to testify under oath.
Well, I got news for you. There's a very real chance. We're just getting like an 11th hour change, but Dr. Ford, who's accused Kavanaugh, she's the first woman to come forward. She's backtracking right now. They are saying that they broke a deal. Mitch McConnell made statements that were, that were unfair, and that they're talking about now not showing up on Thursday after all of this nonsense.
They don't want to show up because they want to delay it.
But she's under oath too.
Exactly, she's under oath. But also, that's a tactic, David. The strategy is to delay as long as possible the vote on Kavanaugh. And what I want to know is what's coming down the pike. What have you heard?
Well, look, if you think for a second that, you know, this is not about the fall session, Kavanaugh right now has the votes to go through. And the longer you keep him off the bench, the more he's not going to hear anything that happens on October 1st. Now, this is when the Supreme Court justice in the autumn session, they get together, they decide what cases they want to hear. And then, of course, they hear oral arguments and they make their decision. And then they wait until spring to announce that what their decision is. And here's the thing. If Kavanaugh's not involved, you have that missing judge, that Kennedy vote, the swing vote, and that's trouble. But again, we told you that when Kennedy retired, that this was going to be the most important battle. They don't care about the midterm nearly as much as they care about keeping that court somewhat ready so that Ruth Bader Ginsburg can hopefully live long enough for a Democrat to be president.
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. This is Brian in Ontario. Brian, the family that is campaigning against its own brother.
Unprecedented, honestly. And again, I know you and me and David would have some disagreements. I'm kind of apolitical, not left, not right.
Well, time out for just a moment, because Mary Todd Lincoln, the wife of Abraham Lincoln, actually had brothers fighting for the Confederacy during the Civil War. So, I mean, this kind of inter-family stuff is not exactly unprecedented, not to be that guy.
What do they call it? Internecine? Internecine issues.
Internecine, yes.
Internecine, yes. And thank God, again, you guys, the Gettysburg, that was the best summer, the three of you guys.
We're well past that. What's your take on the situation at hand?
Here's the question, and again, this is someone who is not. It's pretty apolitical. My brain's different, especially in Canada. We have a whole different view. But for someone who is a conservatarian, if you made a comment about 20 minutes ago that your son and daughter, thank God they've, cleave to what you believe.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was that I always told my kids to get all the facts and then come to their own conclusions, and I said things have turned out well.
Yes, and that's fine. And you can still have those discussions. Here's a question I have, and especially I think in American politics, and you and David can answer this, and I'm honestly asking this not as I know the answer. We truly are people who open up and understand things. Like, can we sit around at a table at a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or whatever and have conversations? I think we used to be able to do that 30, 40, 50 years ago. You could sit around and your uncle would say, well, I believe this. And your aunt would go, I believe this.
Well, dude, we are so screwed up in this country now. You actually have to think twice before you ask a woman out on a date, because there are people, I swear, in 2018, you ask a woman out for the date, and suddenly you become a sexual predator.
Absolutely. And when I was a kid, I grew up with mostly Christian family. And we would have discussions, and we would have agreements and understandings, because we believed in the Bible, and we believed in things. That was fine. And I know you're very liberal when it comes to social issues, and very conservative when it comes to fiscal issues. And that's fine. We might disagree with that, but what the heck is wrong with me and you, Tom Bowerly, sitting down and going, well, I don't think the government should waste my money. However, you believe in gay marriage, and I believe, and I'm allowed to believe that I believe what the Bible says. Are you supposed to then flame me out? I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook. I can't have a job. Is that what we turn?
No, that would be wrong. And I also know who I wouldn't ask to Como Lake Park.
It's true. But I completely agree, and I love listening to you guys, but it's true. These people are allowed to do this, the family, but here's my weird brain. I'm thinking, what were they given in return to turn on their brother? And again, I don't know the politics. I don't know the
district. It's a great question.
No, look, Brian, I'm telling you what, that is a question for a rational person to ask. Right? Because in order for you to turn on your family, it would have to be a pretty, you know, there would have to be a good dividend to turn. What are the 30 pieces of silver it would take to turn on a family member? But in today's world, it's just the opportunity to scream incoherently on television. That's all it is. It's such an honor for these cultural Marxists to have an opportunity to fight for something. Because, Brian, what they see is that there's romance in protest. There's romance and there's some sort of valor in standing up and sleeping in a park, filthing yourself in a bucket. That's romance. This is what we do. When we're upset, we get in the public park and we occupy anything. Wall Street, subways, we'll occupy whatever you give us a chance to occupy, because that is what America is about, and that is the tragedy. There's nothing they're getting other than the opportunity to scream on a camera.
We got to move on, Brian. We're glad you called. 456 at WBEN. How split is your family over politics? And if you haven't heard it yet, we'll replay why we're even talking about this today. Bill Cosby, 3 to 10 years in prison.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.